For the latest in our series, Only in New Hampshire, in which we answer listener questions about the Granite State, we looked into this question, submitted by Eleanor. Are potatoes famous in New Hampshire? To find out, NHPR's Taylor Quimby took a trip to South Main Street in Derry, New Hampshire.
So tell me a little bit about why we're standing where we're standing.
Well, we're standing at where the first potato was planted in North America.
This is Rick Holmes. He's short, bearded, and bespectacled. In one hand, he's using an old family potato hoe as a cane.
Well, my grandfather was a full-time farmer. My father was a part-time farmer. And so I went to college, so I didn't have to be a farmer. And so I could go out there and raise cane rather than potatoes.
Rick is retired now, but for years he was the town historian in Derry. He agreed to meet me out here because, as he said, Derry was once home to North America's first official tater patch.
Now, back in 1718, I was a young man then.
Back then, a group of Northern Irish, sometimes called the Scotch Irish, sailed to the New World. They were led by a man named
James MacGregor, the Reverend James MacGregor.
You'll see the name MacGregor plastered all over Derry, and that's because he and 200 or so members of his congregation made their way up from Boston to settle in southeastern New Hampshire, bringing with them a whole bunch of seed potatoes.
Which they planted right here.
When you say right here, I mean we're standing on the side of a road by school. You mean right here, like
right
where we're
here.
Paved?
Right where we are.
It's not an especially agrarian-looking landscape, not anymore. What used to be the nation's first potato patch has long since been paved over to make way for a big apartment complex. But at the bottom of a nearby hill, you'll find a little evidence of MacGregor's potatoes, West Running Brook. It's a 5-foot-wide stream that once supplied the water for those inaugural tubers and was later made famous by the poet Robert Frost. Derry, it turns out, has no shortage of historical footnotes worth mentioning, but nothing to mark its place in potato history.
So is there a plaque or anything? Is there anything to, I mean, this is kind of a big thing.
It was reported in Yankee Magazine that the town of Derry was trying to find a boulder shaped like a potato so we could use it as a monument.
Derry never did get a potato obelisk, but for years, they did have a hand-painted potato-shaped sign on the side of the road. And in 2012, an elementary class at the Derry Village School took things further.
This project with the potato just kind of came organically.
Amy Landry is a fourth grade teacher at the school, which lies on the other side of the hill near West Running Brook.
Every year, the fourth grade goes on a field trip to the state house.
They learn how legislators debate bills and vote. They learn about state symbols like the purple finch, the old man of the mountain. And in 2012, when they got back to class, they were particularly excited about the symbols.
They just were like, well, what if we came up with one? And I was just like, all right, do it.
At first, they wanted to go for the state color, but the class couldn't decide between white, purple, and green. And then
one little girl raised her hand and said, well, what about the potato? And everybody just started talking about it, and the light bulb went in my head, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
The kids, with Rick and Amy's help, built the case for making the white potato the state's official vegetable. The timing didn't work out that year, but by the following session, legislators had introduced a bill.
I went to the grocery store last night, and there are several kinds of potatoes. Is the white potato a distinctive potato?
And it was nerve-wracking, because I'm thinking, please pass this. Don't, please, oh.
It just brings back the 1/8 part Irish that I am. Thank you very much.
It passed, and it was just an amazing experience.
Of course, New Hampshire isn't much of a potato producer these days.
It appears that potatoes really aren't even counted as a commodity in New England, except for in Maine.
This is Gail McWilliam Jelly, director of New Hampshire's Division of Agricultural Development. She says that the few potatoes that New Hampshire farmers are growing don't have roots in Reverend MacGregor's crop.
Color potatoes, you know, the purple potatoes and the red ones and fingerlings and things like that.
So those are like the hip potatoes right now?
Kinda, yeah, you see them everywhere.
So, final answer. Does New Hampshire have famous potatoes? Well, maybe not Tom Brady famous. But thanks to storytellers like Rick and an ambitious pack of fourth graders, Derry's potatoes are on the map. Maybe they just need a bigger marker.
If anyone out there knows where we can get a potato-shaped bowler and can have it delivered, we would appreciate it.
For NHPR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.